Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Chile is coping with the fallout from an 8.2 magnitude earthquake that hit the northern part of the country. The army has been deployed to the northern city of Iquique after a breakout from a prison. With the latest, I'm joined by Raúl Pinto, a journalist with the Santiago Times. Raúl, what is the fallout at this stage and how extensive is the damage that has been caused?
Hi, Mary. As you say, there was an 8.2 magnitude earthquake struck around 55 miles southeast of Cuya yesterday at 8:46 p.m. local time. And around a million people has been evacuated from safety zones across the nations as a measure of a preventive measure. The damage hasn't been that big. The Interior Ministry has said they have no reports of major structural damage, although 11 hospitals were evacuated and all flights going north were initially cancelled. But we've been receiving reports of minor damage to houses along the coast, particularly in the city of Iquique. And also, images have released on the social media websites over the course of the night showing some collapsed and severely damaged walls, mainly of traditional adobe structures, old houses. About the damage, hasn't been that much.
And this army deployment to Iquique, 300 inmates from a women's prison making a bid for freedom.
That's right. So... last night there was, the exact number is 293 prisoners were escaped from jail in Iquique. The official information says that there was a wall who fell down and the people escaped. But now there's some people saying that there was an agreement between the cellars in the prison. They allowed them to escape because there was a... there was a probability of flooding in jail. And here in Chile, we were having some problems with that before, and many prisoners have died. So the interesting thing is that there's 131 prisoners who have come back voluntarily to the prison. So they're still waiting for more people, looking for those prisoners. But 131 who have been back have done it voluntarily.
Several parts have been declared disaster areas and there was a tsunami alert following the quake. Has that been called off now?
About the tsunami, the alert for tsunami, just give me one second. The alert for tsunami was lifted up at 6:41 a.m. By the Interior Minister, Rodrigo Peña Lillo. Initially, was as a measure as a prevention, it was put up. So all the people ran to, at least all the people evacuated to the mountains. But the last tsunami warning lifted shortly before, 7 a.m. local time by the Interior Minister. So there was not a report of a tsunami coming. So now everything's been restored.
Considering the scale of the quake, has the fallout been relatively contained, although there has been loss of life?
Excuse me, I don't hear you.
There has been loss of life as well, Raúl. People have died.
There has been a lot of... Sorry, there's a problem with the sound.
Ah, I'm saying a number of people have lost their lives. People have died.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, six people have died in this situation. It's a low number for earthquake of this magnitude. But anyways, it's sad that those people have lost their lives. The Interior Ministry has confirmed the six deaths at the moment so far from heart attacks, three of them from heart attacks, two from falling objects, and one of them was killed in an accident while evacuating. The people in Chile have a culture about earthquakes. The people know what to do. There's several rehearsals during the year in schools, in workplaces. So the people kind of know what to do and what not to do. So, and since around 2 weeks ago, it's been around 400 small earthquakes in the zone, So some tremors. So the people was already prepared for
this. They were on alert. Raul Pinto from the Santiago Times. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.